Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day. Final hour for us. Hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day just a couple of minutes from right now. The Braves lineup for today's game. Final game against Colorado is out.
So it is!
They're about 2 hours away from the first pitch, going for a sweep against the absolutely terrible Colorado Rockies. So hopefully they can sweep them, get back to 500, come home, day off, and then take on the Dodgers over the weekend. Grant McCauley is going to join us in 20 minutes. We'll talk some Braves with him as well, as they've been playing some much better baseball of late. And then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40.
They're so bad. But I mean, Chris Sale is starting tonight. I would prefer them to – I'm sorry, this afternoon. I would have preferred them to save him for the Dodgers series. But and one of our listeners, Ian Anderson is not eligible to pitch.
No, they DFA'd him.
Yeah, they DFA'd. So, yeah, Chris Sale's going to have to waste his pitch. Waste his start because they stink. They're really, really bad. And when you look at the lineup of the day, Eddie Rosario.
There he is.
Would you put some decades that Eddie hits a home run today? His batting ninth.
I wouldn't know, but I bet he gets a hit, though. Yeah. Like, I bet Eddie drives in a run today.
You think so?
I don't think a home run.
Okay.
Like, you know. That's a lot to ask from Eddie today. But, I gave him an RBI.
Right.
Yeah.
Fly out, sack fly.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
Something like that.
Okay.
Because Eli White's probably batting in front of him, right? Yeah. And Eli's probably going to hit a triple. That guy's been on fire.
Right.
One of the crazy stories of the last couple of weeks is the way Eli White's been playing. He gets on third, and then Eddie, like a slow roller to second base or something like that. Eli comes home.
No,
with
Nick Allen's in front of him.
Oh, he is?
Yeah,
Eli's playing, though, right?
Yeah, Eli's playing. He's batting sixth because Michael's leading off today.
Wow, they got Eli all the way up at sixth?
Yeah, Mike's leading off today.
There you go. You got to capitalize on that hot streak that he's on.
Yeah, Mike.
This man has an extra base hit in each of the last six games.
Unbelievable.
He could have had two triples last night. I think they were trying to be safe late in the game because they were blowing him out. But he had a triple earlier in the game, and then they held him at second. And it seemed like he could have made it all the way to third as fast as he is. And all
for somebody who I thought was just a pinch runner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He will go back to being that.
Yes, because
what he's doing right now is a little bit of an outlier for his career.
Like, is he making himself he's making himself some money.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope he's making himself a lot of money. Right. I just hope he keeps doing this until Ronald Acuna Jr. comes back. And then he can go back to his previously scheduled career of coming off the bench every once in a while.
And Drake Ball went and started, so no surprise. Because usually after Sean catches a night game, they bring the young boy in to coach the other day.
That all makes sense. It shouldn't, none of it should matter all that much, just given how bad they're
I got a question for you, because we were talking about, do you not throw a bullpen game because you got a young catcher?
I don't know. Yeah. I think you just want to keep Chris Sale on his regular schedule, probably.
All right.
And then this weekend, as recently as yesterday afternoon, I didn't see any scheduled starters for either team. Because the Dodgers have been dealing with tons of injuries in their rotation, and I hadn't seen the Braves commit to – maybe they have by now, but I hadn't seen who was going. The Dodgers have like $100 million in pitcher payroll hurt.
Damn.
Yeah. They'll all be back. I mean, they'll all come back probably. But, yeah, they got $100 million worth of pitchers injured right now. You got teams that don't have $100 million
Has it been 14
salary.
Days since the stash Spencer's been gone?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
No, all not right. yet, unfortunately. You'll probably get a different Spencer this weekend.
Oh, yeah, Swelly, but yeah. I'm just curious. Okay. Mm-hmm. You sure?
Yeah.
It was
the 18th.
The 18th.
So, yeah, it's the 30th, so that's 12. And then some mid next week.
Okay.
Or not mid, this weekend.
So, I'm saying Sunday, maybe?
Oh, I guess. I don't know. I'm trying. I don't know how that works. maybe. I don't know if he's healthy, The hamstring.
I know the hamstring. We say if it's 2 weeks, take three. I understand that part, but just curious if because they haven't named anything, could he be back on Sunday Night Baseball?
Yeah, I don't know. That would be great, but I would be surprised. All right, we'll ask Grant that. Maybe Grant will know. We'll talk to him in 15 minutes. Let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Kind of peel that back a little bit. Michael Harris liner to right center, and it gets by Moniak all the way to the wall. Two RBI double for Michael Harris, and Atlanta grabs the lead in the second.
Yeah, that's pretty much all they needed. They added to it as the game went on. Kind of some interesting details from the first two games. Braves got 14 hits again last night. They've scored 14 runs in the first two games. Zero home runs for a team that hits a ton of homers and has been doing so in this great stretch of baseball. Added to that, the fact that they're playing at Coors Field, where everybody hits home runs. I guess if you would have told me that the Braves didn't have any home runs in the first two games of the series, I would have thought that that maybe be a problem. No problem. Won the first couple of games and have had no problem scoring. So you love to see it. A lot of soft contact, but whatever. The Rockies are really, really bad. And when you put the ball in play against a really bad team, you have an opportunity to score some runs. Going for the sweep today at 3 o'clock.
No, it's crazy. 28 hits in two games, but not one of them.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Not one of them are a home run. But what you call them, swinging bunts and all those different things.
Finding holes.
When you have 14 hits against with no really hard contact, that means you're playing a bad team. And I don't want to dump on the damn Rockies. They're just bad for a reason. They're trying to get the number one pick. There's no way in hell they're this bad and trying. They're just a bad baseball team.
You're probably right.
The one thing about it is that there's nothing that you can simulate as far as in BP or anything like that, like real games. If you take advantage of these swings, you take advantage. Like we were talking about Ozzie the day before yesterday about his approach and everything. Had a better day yesterday, 2-4. I know it's against the Rockies, but still, when Hooper see the ball go through the net, it could be against a bad team, but yet you get that contact and everything that Ozzie's getting. Just go end him. Like Chris L, because Chris L seemed like he's maybe coming around now and everything. Like,
yeah.
We'll have an outstanding start today.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, don't win this game 7-6.
Well, like we were saying yesterday with AJ Smith-Shawver, didn't know he was going to make the start until later in the show. It's like, all right, well, great. Like, here's an opportunity to take advantage of a really bad baseball team and maybe get a little momentum now that you're back with the big club. He did do that. I mean, he went 5 1/3 and gave up a couple of runs. Would have gone much deeper into the game, except he got hit by a comebacker off of his forearm, his pitching arm. So he only threw 59 pitches. Like, the guy probably would have gone 7 innings had he not been hit by that pitch. And it sounds like everything's okay. He'll probably be available next time through, which is great, because he earned the opportunity to be there next time through, which is awesome. Like, and that's what you're looking for with him at this point, is just stay up. Like, they have the option to send him back down. And he did that yesterday. With Chris Sale, like, it's not an earned start thing. You're going to start no matter what. Go dominate these guys.
Yes.
They're bad.
Yes.
Like, they're potentially going to be the worst team in baseball history in terms of losses.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about it is
they're 4-25.
When we talk,
like, that sounds fake.
How do you get a snippet on SportsCenter when you're 4-25?
Because you lose a million. Did you see that this morning?
Yeah, I saw that this morning.
And they were making fun of them.
I was like, how the hell? I was like, when I saw the Colorado Rockies, I was like, how the hell is this team in the Braves highlights on SportsCenter?
They were like, the only time they didn't lose in the last 10 days, the game was postponed, and then they lost a doubleheader the next day.
Yeah.
Like,
how the hell is this?
They were clowning them.
How the hell is this game on SportsCenter talking about this team right
now? No, they are historically bad.
They're awful.
No one's ever been 4-25 before.
If you're the Braves, you go in there, you beat their damn head in, and then you go about your business. I mean,
you know who else is really bad? We were just talking about this during the break. Charlie Morton is so bad.
It ain't Charlie's fault.
In Baltimore, that he's 0-6 on the season.
Yes.
And he's only made 5 starts.
Yes.
But he's 0-6.
That's Charlie supporting cast.
They moved him out of the he's got a 9.5 ERA. They moved him out of the starting rotation and put him in the bullpen. And the first game he came out of the bullpen, he gave up 3 earned runs to the Tigers and lost the game.
That's Charlie's
losses in 5 starts.
That's Charlie's supporting cast.
Now, he did pitch yesterday in that game against the Yankees where they gave up 15 runs, and he didn't give up any.
Oh, there we go, Charlie.
So Charlie's turning the corner. But good on the Braves for getting off that train before this, because it was going to happen eventually.
What Max Fried doing?
Max Fried's doing great.
It don't matter.
No, they didn't get off the Max Fried train. They just couldn't afford to stay on
it. They could afford it.
Well, they
could afford it. They just weren't going to afford it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It was not within
the budget.
The constraints of the budget.
The budget.
Yeah. They got the money because they're buying property.
What did Joe Patrick say?
They were there 0-7, and they put out a press release about all the buildings they just bought.
I'm going to be on Joe Patrick's ass until next week, until he comes on the show, because for mysterious reasons, he can't, we haven't spoken to Joe since, draft and everything like that. And we usually have him on Fridays.
These reasons are not mysterious.
Yeah. Joe's just big Thomas.
He's not the only one.
Yeah. Who else big Thomas?
Well, I guess Abe is filling in the afternoon show or something.
But I
can guarantee you this. Even if he wasn't, Abe wasn't working with us on Friday.
Yeah, because of the soccer game.
For people that do a lot
Now, if I weren't with Dukes and Bell Friday, I would have put together a rundown that y'all would have then ignored.
But you wouldn't. So we're clear.
I wouldn't have been here.
You would not have been a part of the midday show.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that the rundown I leave behind is part of
you are the executive producer. You wouldn't have been here so you could play in the media match.
Attempt to represent the show strongly, you know?
Just so we're clear.
I would have been over at the training facility.
Oh, my God.
Which is where Joe will be on Friday.
I want to know how much extra you done put in for this match, Abe. I know I saw JP's on the Peloton.
Was he?
I don't know.
Smoking Joe's putting out Peloton selfies.
Hold on. I got a question, though, because everybody's talked about this is going to be the first media match without certain people. Like Bocanegra.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Chris Henderson's a former player.
I don't know the full setup. I'm very interested to see what happens out there on Friday.
I assume Ronnie Dyla played.
I do know he's not expected to play. He's got the Roger Goodell back injury.
Okay.
So I don't know if he's getting out there.
I would say this. I also, if I'm them, I don't know if I want to play right now anyway.
Yes.
Just because the way things are going.
As bad as this team is.
You know what I mean?
They are awful.
You
can tell me about chemistry. You can talk about chemistry, formation, coaching, something. Something wrong with this guy daggone soccer team.
Yeah, man.
Something's wrong with it.
They just spent all that money and spent the whole offseason talking about, knew this, knew that, record transfer fees, bringing home legends, blah, blah, blah.
I mean, what it is.
And they're getting destroyed every time they play.
It's not even close, Obama.
Yeah. Now, I would say if I was if I was the manager of that team or general manager or whatever of that team, it'd be pretty fun to kick the media.
I'd cancel the game.
Like, if you could come out there and foul somebody, that wouldn't be bad.
Yeah,
there was definitely some thoughts Pineda might do that last year.
Dude, the only one I ever played in, we were about 90 seconds into the game, and a bouncing ball came towards me, and I went to play it casually, as you would, in what I thought would be a friendly media match. And Gonzalo Pineda came through with a boot at my face level, trapped the ball, and went the other way. He didn't touch
me. It's clean.
I was like, whoa, all right.
We don't ever say nothing bad about him.
Okay.
It was always relaxed. It was always relaxed until Pineda made the first sliding tackle. And then you're like, all right, I guess we got to play.
These guys are out here trying. Okay. Well, I'm just trying to not get hurt. Let's see if we can manage that one. All right, we'll come back. Grant McCauley is going to join us. We'll talk to the Braves with Grant after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.